Since the invention of fire, man has spun stories of gods and monsters.
From a million years in the future, Heavy Metal presents Wonderwork.
Not all campfires are the same. There's the kind that has marshmallows and hot dogs. Then there's the kind like the one in our story that warms a battalion of soldiers at an encampment and where a desperate traveler looks to repay their hospitality by regaling his new friends with a very immersive tale. This is the Black Ruins of Aramor.
We were close. Close enough that I could smell the rank bastards. Been hunting them for days. A small band of marauders, orc and scum and half-breeds, led by a right freaky son of a bitch. A pure-blood orc shaman. They've been raiding and plundering this side of the Raven Hills for a few weeks. Took a ripe young girl. God knows what that evil freak would have done to her. Or maybe was doing. Savages. Lord Pyrus was having no luck hunting them, so they came and found me. Knew I'd be game. Everyone knows I hate me an orc or three on a good day. I'm a killer, you see. Always been. And damnable good at it. Been hunting things my whole life. Hunting and killing them. Not deers and rabbits and such, though I hunt them too. I've been talking about hunting orcs and trolls and men and men-like things. And things that ain't much like men. All kinds of damn monsters. I track them and I kill them. Anyhow, didn't take me long to trail this band of vermin. It were fearsome cold like it is now. Frost hanging so thick in the air you couldn't tell where the snow and ice ended and the sky begun. We were trudging through a bit of loose snow scattered on the crust, real quiet-like in a forest of black trees. Skinny black trunks straight and true, jutting up from the crust like, well, sticking right up into the sky until they were lost in the frost. We were all silent and still, like death, I'd say. Alton of Feard was pacing me on the right side, and good man he was, good with a bow. Stout fella. Anyways, he muttered something quiet and I glanced at him, because I couldn't make it out. And his neck explodes in a splash of red. He stops in his tracks, eyes big, like to pop off his head. His mouth moving fast, but all I hear is a gurgle. A thick shaft of dark wood sticks out from his neck, the fletching quivering on the end of it. It was an orc quarrel, of course. Alton pulls at us feebly a couple of times, but it's no use. He's dead. Just takes him a bit to realize it. He drops to his knees, falls on his face. His legs kick a couple of times, but he's gone. I tell you, the world's a smaller place without the likes of old Alton. Then the shouting and screaming started, and then fucking orcs were upon us. Hey, you. Maybe we have some more of that grog. Warms you right through to your bones. How about something up for the girl here? I owe you lot for saving our necks. We'd have been frozen dead if we hadn't spotted your fires. Owe you for letting us in past your pickets, sharing your fire and whatnot. A dumb luck finding you troopers and so many of you. But you could have sent us off, and you didn't. Gods be thanked. Now, where was I? We found them orcs, all right. So now, they found us. We're a lot of them bastards, a lot more than we were tracking. The shaman's marauders must have met up with another band of them, and they decided to lay in wait for us, turning the tables. Anyhow, it was a hell of an ambush. Once Alton's blood was spilled, they was everywhere. It was like they sprouted from the ground, so damn many of them. Before we knew what was what, we were surrounded. Maybe half our party, mewling in the snow, spewing blood and rolling in guts. We didn't have no chance. I drew my ancient sword, Forgiver. A couple of unlucky bastards were rushing me, feet crunching through the crust. You know, orcs have much thicker, stronger bones than we do. Makes them quite a bit heavier than us normal humans, even when we measure about the same size. Always thought that was interesting. Never found it makes them harder to kill, though. Anyhow, the first scumbag came at me on the right. Forgiver knocked his axe aside and I drove my dirk into his chest, right up under his armpit. The prick grunted a little, then started squealing. Yep, just like a stuck pig. Oh, my dirk stuck in him good. So I let it go and pushed him away. Ducked under the next orc's swing. It was too damn slow and clumsy. And I brought Forgiver straight up into his soft belly. He was a fat one. And Forgiver slid right in like it was made of butter. But butter that spewed hot drippings all over my hand and arm. Blade only stopped when it hit its spine. I kicked him off, Forgiver, and his guts splashed onto the snow as he fell. A steaming pile of orc shit covered in stinking orc blood. Saw Mergen and Finnit fall, a squad of marauders clustered around them, chopping and slashing in a flurry. Blood and other red bits flying into the frozen air and splashing the orcs and the ground around them. Glanced back at them again as surrounded the cluster of trees. Saw the butcher and scum step back. Bastards looked amazed at the carnage they'd wrought. What was left of Mergen and Finnit weren't human anymore. Just a gory mess of meat and blood, like what you might find in a butcher's slop bucket. An orc bowman saw me coming fast. He fumbled the quarrel, then dropped the bow, reaching for his short sword. He didn't have it but half drawn when I brought Forgiver down on his head, swinging it with both hands. I think I might have roared. It cut clean through his head, at an angle down through his nose and out the side of his neck, then buried itself deep into his chest, near severing his arm at the shoulder. My face, suddenly hot as blood splashed. The reek of it hit me like a club and I smiled. Always loved that stink. Means dead orc to me. I remember seeing the half of his head I cut off spinning through the air, slow-like, watching it hit a breed that was rushing me. Smacked the half-blood right in the face. He kind of staggered, startled, and Forgiver and I injured him. He fell at my feet as I rushed past him, looking for more of the misbegotten sons of whores, and looking for the girl. I wasn't sure she was still alive, but we hadn't found her body, and we'd been hounding him pretty damn hard. So I was of a mind the evil bastard hadn't much time to play. I hoped not any hours for her sake. There was heavy fighting on the hillside, and my boys were badly outnumbered, but putting up a good showing. I headed that way to lend a hand, but I pulled up short. I heard something. Heard a strange chanting. Guttural. I heard something similar before. God's damn sorcery. I hunkered low, started searching up the hill, peering through the black trees, the frost hanging in the air. I moved that way. The chanting became louder, but I don't think I was hearing it with my ears. You boys are gonna think I'm crazy, and I ain't saying I ain't. But I swear I was hearing it inside my head. Sorcery's kind of like that. It's damn freakish. Get a shiver up my spine just thinking about it. That's when I saw him. The damn freak. The shaman. And that fucking orc bastard was huge. It was standing on a rock outcropping, overlooking the slope we had just come up. Must have been able to see us coming for a while. His arms were up, his big hands gesturing, smoke rising in thick tendrils from his meaty fingers, roiling and curling in the air around him, gathering into shape, an evil cloud of darkness shifting as it grew. It was becoming something, but damned if I knows what. His mouth was moving in like I said. I was hearing it in my head clear as a bell, though I can't remember a damn word. The shaman was working magics, evil magics, I had no doubt. My heart was suddenly in my throat. I saw her, the girl. She was bound, laying in front of him on a rock. The bastard was using the rock like an altar. I knew nothing good was going to happen. I knew she had little time left. I'd never seen her before, didn't know her. Hells, I don't even know who she is or who she belongs to. But she's a little girl. Someone's little girl, and I'll be damned to the seven hells before I let that fucking orc hurt her. The orc scum is busy sorcering. Doesn't know I'm here yet. Just gotta sneak up and skewer the bastard, easy as a peach. Creep down around a large tree trunk. And one of them fucking marauders is right there. He screams something in his pagan tongue, and I quickly splits his skull right down to his collar. I'm a bit afeard and look through the shower of brain, bone and blood and see that shaman scumbag giving me the evil eye. I knew I was fucked. I shoved the dead orc out of my way and started at a hole up the hill. I only had 20 links or so to cover, but the bastard had sorcery. I pulled out my hand axe as I ran. My pounding feet crunched on the crust and my breath was rasping. And I saw his hand swing my way and the magic smoke faded, gave way to green sparks. His guttural chant was thunderous now, pounding in my head. I'm not too little man to say my heart was pounding as hard as my feet. I let fly with my axe just as I saw green lightning leap from his fingers. The magic slammed into me, lightning coursing over my body, burning. Yet still I saw my axe fly through. The blade clipped his head in blood spray, and he went down like a rock. So did I. Only difference was I screamed. I lay on the hard-packed ice, and my body jumped and twitched like a spastic as the magic lightning wrapped my body. Seemed to go on forever, but I don't think it was long. In a bit, I picked myself up, my flesh smoking, and staggered over to the girl. See this here?
And here?
Yeah. Them's burns. Magic burns. See the green? I can still feel it burning. Every once in a while, I get a spasm and it's like I'm still getting lightning by that fucker all over again. Anyhow, I staggered over, getting my strength back with each step, and cut her free. Poor kid was shaking, and not just from the frost. I snatched her up in one arm, and my other hand I still clutched Forgiver. I got that tingling I get, and knew something was wrong, and I whirled, but too slow. Something hard and heavy smashed into my head. I reeled seeing starbrights and swung out hard with Forgiver, and felt her slice flesh, and heard a satisfying grunt. But then something slammed into my skull again. The girl was ripped from me and I was hit again. Pretty sure my thick skull cracked that time. I fell to my knees and could see the hot blood running down my face. I dropped Forgiver at some point and started groping for it. But one of them bastards kicked me in the face. Heavy fucking feet them orcs have. I was barely hanging on. Down on my knees, blood streaming from my crushed skull and my kicked in face. I looked up to the blood and dazed and saw her. A big ugly brute had her, but she was staring back at me. Reached out for me with all she had, tears streaming down her little face. Her mouth was drawn wide, and I thought it was odd she weren't making any noise. Then I realised I hadn't been hearing nothing for a bit, because a scream suddenly cut through me like a hot knife.
You still there? Hey. The story only gets crazier from here. See you here next episode for the Black Ruins of Aramore, Part 2. Yeah, buddy.